Sleeping Out, written and read by Louise. Darkness came. There was just enough moonlight to throw long shadows across the lawn where the Thompson children had put up their tent. It was the first time 6-year-old Larry had slept out. Jane and Anthony were much older, almost teenagers, and knew about tents from school camps. At last they turned off the torches and snuggled down into their sleeping bags. They were nearly asleep when Jane called out, "Stop that snuffling, Larry."
"I'm not snuffling," Larry grunted. "It's not me."
"Well, it's not me," Anthony joined in. There it was again, snuffle, snuffle, snuffle.
"There's something trying to get in," Jane whispered. "Where's the torch?"
Anthony picked it up. He crawled out through the tent flap, shining the light around the lawn.
"There," he said.
"A couple of hedgehogs are out for a stroll. Now, can we get some sleep?" He climbed back into his sleeping bag. All was quiet again when suddenly,
"Screech! Meow!" "Whatever was that?" Jane sat up. "It's a cat fight." Anthony was wide awake. "I hope it's not Ginger."
Larry rushed out of the tent.
"It's that big black cat from down the road," he shouted. "Ginger thinks it's invading his territory."
Jane threw her sneaker at them.
"Shoo! Go fight somewhere else," she hissed.
And the two cats raced off in different directions.
"Maybe this time we can get to sleep," Anthony said.
The only sound now was a morpaw calling from the top of a distant tree. Gentle rain began to fall. Drip, drip, drip. A breeze sprang up, and the old branches of a nearby gum tree creaked. Dark clouds covered the moon. There was a scratch, scratch at the tent flap.
Jane woke up startled. "Someone's out there," she said under her breath.
"I'm scared," said Larry. Just then, a big black nose poked through the flap, and a brown hairy dog came in.
"It's Jade from next door," Larry shouted.
"He's come to see if we're okay. Here, old boy, come and lie by my feet." He gave Jade a pat. Rain began to fall steadily, and the wind tugged at the tent ropes.
"I'm cold," grumbled Larry.
Torchlight flickered from outside.
"Someone's coming," Anthony said in a hushed voice.
Jade gave a low growl.
"Quiet, boy,"
Larry murmured. The light came closer, and all eyes were on the tent flap. It flew open to reveal a tall, shadowy figure.
"Are you kids okay?"
It was Dad.
"Is the rain coming in on you?"
"We're all right," Anthony replied with relief, "but we can't sleep."
"Thought you might have trouble," said Dad, "so I bought a midnight feast."
He had some juice and a packet of biscuits.
"Gee, thanks, Dad," they chorused.
"You'll be right after that," he said.
"Good night, sleep tight."
And he left them to it. And he was right. After the feast, they slept all night.